From desert cliff and mountain top, we trace the wide design. Strike, slip, fault, and overthrust, and sin an antique line. We gaze upon creation where erosion makes it known, and count the countless eons in the banding of the stone. Odd, long vanished creatures and their tracks and shells are found, where truth has left its sketches on the slate beneath the ground. The patient stone can speak if we will listen when it talks. Humans wrote the Bible. God wrote the rocks. There are those who name the stars, who watch the sky by night, seeking out the darkest place to better see the light. Long ago, when torture broke the remnant of his will, Galileo recanted, but the earth is moving still. High above the mountain tops, where only distance bars, the truth has left its footprints in the dust between the stars. We may watch and study, or may shudder and deny. Humans wrote the Bible. God wrote the sky. By stem and root and branch we trace, by feather, fang, and fur, how the living things that are descend from things that were. The moss, the kelp, the zebra fish, the very mice and flies. Tiny, humble, wordless things, how shall they tell us lies? We are kin to beasts, no other answer can we bring. The truth has left its fingerprints on every living thing. Remember when you have to choose between them in the strife. Humans wrote the Bible. Or walk the dusty grade, or break the very atoms down to see how they are made, or study cells or living things, seek truth with open hand. The profoundest act of worship is to try to understand. Deep in flower and in flesh, in sky and soil and seed, the truth has left its living word for anyone to read. So turn and look where'er you think the truth will be unfurled. Humans wrote the Bible.